The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 8, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 28th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nahi prapasyami mama tupanudyad. Yachokamuchoshanam indriyanam. Avyapta bhuma vasapatnam ridham. Rajam saranam apichadipatyam. Nahi prapashyami mama punadyad. Yachokamuchoshanam indriyanam. Avyapya bhuma vasapatnam ridham. Rajam saranam apichadipatyam. Na. Do not.
Me.
He.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Prapashyami.
Prapashyami.
I see.
I see.
As wisdom.
Mama.
My.
Moyata.
Moyata.
Apanudyat.
Apanudyat.
Can drive away.
Може да бъде прогонена.
Yet.
Yeah.
That which.
Тази.
Shokam. Lamentation. Uchoshanam.
Drying up.
Като пресушава.
Indriyanam.
Of the senses.
Насетивата. Avapya. Achieving.
Като постига.
Bhumau.
On the earth.
Asapatnam.
Without rival.
Без съперник.
Ridham.
Prosperous.
Процъфтяващо.
Rajam.
Kingdom.
Царство.
Saranam. Of the demigods. Api. Even.
Duri.
Cha.
Also.
Adhipatyam. Supremacy. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I can find no means to drive away this grief, which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it, even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. Although Arjuna was putting forward so many arguments based on knowledge of the principles of religion and moral codes, it appears that he was unable to solve his real problems without the help of the spiritual master, Lord Sri Krishna. He could understand that his so-called knowledge was useless in driving away his problems, which were drying up his whole existence, and it was impossible for him to solve such perplexities without the help of a spiritual master like Lord Krishna. Academic knowledge, scholarship, high position, etc., are all useless in solving the problems of life. Help can be given only by a spiritual master like Krishna. Therefore, the conclusion is that a spiritual master who is 100% Krishna conscious is the bona fide spiritual master. for he can solve the problems of life. Lord Chaitanya said that one who is master in the science of Krishna consciousness, regardless of his social position, is the real spiritual master. Kiba vipra, kiba nyashi, shudra kene nai, jay Krishna tattva veta se guru hoi. It does not matter whether a person is a vipra, learned scholar in Vedic wisdom, or is born in a lower family, or is in the renounced order of life. If he is master in the science of Krishna, he is the perfect and bona fide spiritual master. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 8.128. So without being a master in the science of Krishna consciousness, no one is a bona fide spiritual master. It is also said in the Vedic literature, Sat Karma Nipano Vipro Mantra Tantra Visharada, a Vaishnava Guru Nasyad Vaishnava Svapacho Guruhu. A scholarly Brahmin, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava, or expert in the science of Krishna consciousness. But a person born in a family of a lower caste can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnava or Krishna conscious, Padma Purana. The problems of material existence, birth, old age, disease, and death cannot be counteracted by accumulation of wealth and economic development. In many parts of the world, there are states which are replete with all facilities of life, which are full of wealth and economically developed, yet the problems of material existence are still present. They are seeking peace in different ways, but they can achieve real happiness only if they consult Krishna or the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which constitute the science of Krishna through the bona fide representative of Krishna, or the man in Krishna consciousness. If economic development and material comforts could drive away one's lamentations for family, social, national, or international inebrieties, then Arjuna would not have said that even an unrivaled kingdom on earth or supremacy like that of the demigods in the heavenly planets would be unable to drive away his lamentations. He sought, therefore, refuge in Krishna consciousness, and that is the right path for peace and harmony. Economic development or supremacy over the world can be finished at any moment by the cataclysms of material nature. Even elevation into a higher planetary system, or as men are now seeking on the moon planet, can also be finished at one stroke. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this, Chinte Punye Marcha Lokam Vishanti. When the results of pious activities are finished, one falls down again from the peak of happiness to the lowest status of life. Many politicians of the world have fallen down in that way. Such downfalls only constitute more causes for lamentation. Therefore, if we want to curb lamentation for good, then we have to take shelter of Krishna, as Arjuna is seeking to do. So Arjuna asks Krishna to solve his problem definitely, and that is the way of Krishna consciousness. Vandeham. Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Balakamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa, Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saha Gagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, what is the point? The point is that no material arrangement can make us happy. Arjuna is realizing that. That even if I can conquer the whole earth, even if I can gain sovereignty even over the heavenly planets like the demigods, still I will not become satisfied. So he is approaching Krishna. How to become satisfied? Krishna is called Adi Guru. That means he is the original spiritual master. That means all spiritual knowledge is coming from Krishna. So if one wants to become free from all bewilderment, then one must approach Krishna. For spiritual enlightenment. And if Krishna is not present, you can approach his representative.
Ние можем да се обърнем към неговия представител.
Because the message is the same.
Защото посланието е едно и също.
Whether it comes from Krishna or it comes from his representative, it is the same thing.
Дали идва от Кришна или от неговия представител, посланието е едно и също.
This is confirmed by Krishna in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Това се потвърждава от Кришна в четвърта глава на Бхагавад Гита.
Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsheyo vidu. Sakalineha Mahata Yoga Nashta Parantapa. This knowledge was received through the chain of deceptive succession. The saintly kings understood it in that way. But because the succession was broken, the science as it is appears to be lost.
Знанието такова, каквото е, изглеждаше изгубено.
Note the word appears.
Отбележете си думата.
Actually, it can never be love.
Изглеждаше.
But sometimes it appears to be love.
Но понякога изглежда сякаш е загубено.
And it has to be re-established.
И трябва да бъде възстановено.
Just like after the time of Lord Chaitanya, the Vaishnavism in Bengal degenerated into Sahajism.
Както след Бог Читания, вайшнавизмът в Бенгал деградирал до сахаджийство.
But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he re-established pure bhakti.
Но след него Бхактивинода Такур възстановил чистата бхакти.
And that movement of pure bhakti was expanded by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
И това движение на чиста бхакти е било разпространено от Бхакти Сиданта Сарасвати Такур.
And it was even further expanded by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada.
And now, Prabhupada has given us this service. You must expand it even more. Prabhupada told His disciples in Los Angeles, He told us that now you become Guru and you deliver the whole world.
Шрила Прабхупад ми каза на нас, неговите ученици в Лос Анджелис, сега вие станете гуру и освободете целия свят.
But we're wondering, how can we become guru? We can hardly even get up from Mangalarti in the morning.
Ние се чудихме, как може да станем гуру? Аз едва ставам за Мангаларти рано сутрин.
We can hardly even chant our rounds.
Едва успявам да си свърша кръговете.
I'm supposed to become guru and deliver the whole world?
И от мен се иска да стане гуру и да освободя целия свят.
Only by the mercy of Prabhupada. Only by Prabhupada's mercy can we have any potency. From our perspective, we are totally unqualified misfits. Simply servants of the senses. That is stated by the mercy of Guru. A dog can swim across the ocean. A lame man can cross over the mountain. An illiterate imbecile can deliver eloquent speeches. So this is all by the mercy of the spiritual master. If we take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, then there is no limit to what we can accomplish. Absolutely no limit to what we can accomplish. Because if you fully take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, because the spiritual master has Krishna Shakti, and you have fully taken shelter of him, now you also become blessed with Krishna Shakti. And when you have that Krishna Shakti, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. So we should try to become humble servants of our spiritual master. So that we can gain full empowerment for bringing our mind under control, for bringing our senses under control. We can become completely free from all material designations, completely cleansed of all material contamination. This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Sarvapadiva nirmuktam tatparitvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktirucchate. One should be free from all material designations and completely washed free from all material contamination. He should be restored to his original pure identity, in which he engages his senses in the service of the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha. That is called devotional service. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 112. So if we can take to this path very seriously, under the guidance of the sadhus, the saintly devotees of the Lord, under the guidance of the scriptures, the wonderful books of Srila Prabhupada, and under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master,
and
we can actually become clean. We can be cleansed of all this dirt in the heart that is called anartana vritti. And do you know what happens after you become cleansed of all the dirt? The next stage is called nishta. You become solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. And when you are solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness, you are no longer attracted to anything of this material world, because this is superior pleasure. If I give you 100,000 euros, you may become very attracted to it. And I say, now give back that 100,000 euros. I wasn't really giving it to you. I was only joking. You would be a little disappointed. But if I give you 1 billion euros, In exchange for the 100,000 euros, yeah, take it, no problem, take it. So our material sense pleasure, our sex pleasure, our tongue pleasure, our ego pleasure, you see, it is simply 100,000 euros, that's all.
Нашите материални удоволствия, като сексуалното удоволствие, удоволствието на езика, на нашето его, са като тези 100 000 евро.
But the pleasure of Krishna consciousness.
Удоволствието от Кришна съзнание.
It is 10 trillion euros, at least.
То е поне 10 трилиона евро, поне.
So once you get a taste for Krishna bhakti.
Веднъж щом добиеш вкус към Кришна бхакти.
Nothing in this world will attract you.
Нищо в този свят няма да те привлича.
You will simply see everything as the energy of Krishna.
Ще виждате просто всичко като енергия на Кришна.
The property of Krishna.
Собственост на Кришна.
Sarva loka maheshwaram. Krishna says everything is my property.
Кришна казва всичко е моя собственост.
And since everything is Krishna's property, then who is the enjoyer?
И тъй като всичко е собственост на Кришна, кой е наслаждаващият се?
Бхактарам джагатабазам. Krishna is the enjoyer. If you try to enjoy the property of someone else, what are you called?
Ако се опитате да се наслаждавате на собствеността на някой друг, как ще се наричате?
Usurper.
Узурпатор.
Thief.
Крадец.
So don't try to enjoy the property of Krishna.
Така че не се опитвате да се наслаждавате на собствеността на Кришна.
Don't be a thief.
Не дайте да бъдете крадци.
Trying to enjoy the property of Krishna.
Опитвайки се да се наслаждавате на.
See everything as the property of Krishna.
Гледайте на всичко като собственост на Кришна.
And engage everything in the service of Krishna.
И ангажирайте всичко в негово служене.
That is called Krishna consciousness.
Това се нарича Кришна съзнание.
And that is the name of our society.
И това е името на нашето общество.
We are the International Society for Krishna consciousness.
Ние сме международното общество за Кришна съзнание.
ISKCON. Our mission is, first and foremost, that our members should all become happy in Krishna consciousness.
Нашата мисия е най-напред всички наши членове да станат щастливи в Кришна съзнание.
That is the first point of our movement, that every member of ISKCON should become completely happy in Krishna consciousness.
Това е нашата първа точка от мисията ни, всеки член от обществото ISKCON да стане щастлив в Кришна съзнание.
If we ourselves do not possess Krishna consciousness,
ако самите ние не сме Кришна
съзнание, what will we spread?
Какво ще разпространяваме?
If we have Maya consciousness, we'll simply spread Maya consciousness.
Ако имаме Maya съзнание, само Maya съзнание ще разпространяваме.
So our first duty is to cultivate our own Krishna consciousness.
Затова пръв наш дълг е да култивираме собственото си Кришна съзнание.
Because if you have Krishna, you can give Krishna.
Защото ако имате Кришна, вие ще можете да давате Кришна.
If you don't have Krishna, how you can give Krishna?
Ако нямате Кришна, как може да го давате?
So someone says, well, I'm not a pure devotee yet, so therefore I will not preach.
Някой може да каже, аз още не съм чист преданник и затова няма да проповядвам.
No, then don't think like that.
Не, не си мислете така.
Prabhupada has ordered us immediately, preach. The first day I moved into the temple, immediately they sent me out to preach. They even sent me to a TV station to do a live appearance telling the people about Krishna consciousness on television. So by this preaching activity, that purifies us.
Проповедническите дейности ни пречистват.
So everyone should preach.
Затова всеки трябва да проповядва.
Even if you don't know very much, still you must preach.
Дори и да не знаете много, въпреки това трябва да проповядвате.
To preach, you only need to know one thing.
За да проповядвате, достатъчно да знаете едно единствено нещо.
Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Кришна е върховната божествена личност.
If you know that one point,
ако знаете само този момент от философията,
you can become a first class preacher.
Може да станете съвършен първокласен проповедник.
You simply tell the people, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Просто казвайте на хората, Кришна е върховният Бог.
And then Krishna will bless you.
И тогава Кришна ще ви благослови.
This devotee is preaching on my behalf.
Този преданник проповядва от мое име.
Начатасман манушешу каштин мей приякриттамаха бхавита мей чаматачад анья приятаро буви. Krishna says, there is no person in this world more dear to me than the preacher.
Krishna казва, в този свят няма личност по-скъпа на мен от този, който проповядва.
Nor will there ever be anyone more dear than the preacher.
Нито пък някога ще има някой по-скъп от проповедник.
So, do you want to become recognized by Krishna?
Искате ли да бъдете признати от Кришна?
Do you want to get the special mercy of Krishna?
Искате ли да получите неговата специална милост?
It is not difficult. You tell people about Krishna. That's all.
Казвайте на хората за Кришна и това е.
That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order.
Това е което ни е наредил Чайтани.
Джарите катарикаха Кришна упадеша марагайо гуру хойятаре и деш. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna.
Чайтани Махапрабху ни инструктира да всеки, който срещнем, да му казваме за ученията на
Кришна. Even if you're a boy in the school.
Дори да си момче в.
During the lunch hour. You can tell your playmates, your boyfriends, oh, you should be chanting Hare Krishna. That's what Prahlad did, you know, during the lunch break, tiffin hour, they call it in India. He would tell his classmates, where are you wasting your time running around like a little maniac? You should chant Hare Krishna.
Той казал на своите ученици, защо си губите времето и тичате насам там като маниаци?
So everyone can preach. So the little child can preach, the old senior citizen, everyone can preach about Krishna.
Всички могат да проповядват за Кришна без ограничение на възраст.
That is our service to Prabhupada.
Това е нашето служене към Прабхупад.
He has given us Krishna. Now it is our duty to give Krishna to the whole world.
Той ни е дал Кришна и сега наш дълг е да дадем Кришна на целия свят.
This is how we can please Prabhupada the most.
Това е начинът, по който най-много можем да удовлетворим Прабхупада.
And pleasing the spiritual master, that's so important thing.
Удовлетворението на духовния учител е толкова важно нещо.
Do you know why?
Знаете ли защо?
Because if you don't please the spiritual master, Krishna is not pleased.
Защото ако не удовлетворите духовния учител, Кришна не е удовлетворен.
And if you do please the spiritual master, then Krishna is very, very pleased.
Ако успеете да удовлетворите духовния учител, Кришна е много, много удовлетворен.
So if you want to please God,
затова ако искате да удовлетворите Бога,
and you must want to please God,
а вие трябва да искате да удовлетворите Бога,
because that's the only way we can become pleased.
Защото това е единственият начин ние да постигнем удовлетворение.
If you don't feed the stomach, your hand will not get any nourishment.
Ако не храните стомаха, ръката ви няма да се подхранва.
So God is like the stomach.
Бога е като стомаха.
We are like the hand.
А ние сме като ръката.
The hand must feed the stomach.
Ръката трябва да дава храна.
The hand will not become pleased unless the hand pleases the stomach.
Ръката не може да получи удовлетворение, освен ако не даде храна на стомаха.
Our foolishness in the modern day society is we try to be happy separately from satisfying God.
Глупостта на съвременното ни общество е, че се опитваме отделно да постигнем удовлетворение от.
Therefore, it is an insane civilization.
Затова тази цивилизация е луда.
Like a hand trying to enjoy the food separately without feeding the belly.
Като една ръка, която се опитва да се наслаждава на храната отделно от стомаха.
It will not be successful.
Това няма никога да бъде успешно.
This program of trying to enjoy separately from God, trying to deny the existence of God, it will never be successful. Just like this rascal, Dr. Stephen Hawking. He says religion is simply some fairy tales for less intelligent people who are like little children.
Стивен Хокинг, който казва, че религията е като приказка за нискоинтелигентни хора, които са като деца.
He says the universe came out of absolutely nothing.
Той твърди, че вселената произлиза от абсолютно нищо.
People become disturbed when we call Dr. Hawking a rascal.
Хората са възмутени, когато наричаме доктор Хокинг.
Because he is worshipped in the media and by great political leaders as the biggest brain on the planet.
Защото медията и политическите лидери го обожават като най велики учен на планетата.
So people become a little angry when we call him a rascal.
Затова хората малко ми се ядосват, че го наричам негодник.
He's like, he's sacred for them. He's a big hero.
За тях той е.
You understand?
Голям герой, свещен.
You know, heard of Dr. Hawking?
Чували си за доктор Хокинг?
Yeah.
And we call him Dr. Hee Hawking, you know, like an ass. Hee Haw, Hee Hawking. Krishna also calls him an ass. Have you read Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 11?
Bhagavad Gita, глава 9, стих 11.
Avajan dandimang mudha. Mudha means ass in Sanskrit.
Mudha означава magare.
Avajan dandimang mudha manushim tanamashchatang parang babamajananto mamabhutta maheshvadam. Foolish ass-like men deride me when I descend in the human form.
Глупавите хора, които са като магарета, ми се присмиват, когато дойда в човешка форма.
They do not know my transcendental nature is the supreme lord of everything that exists.
Те не познават моята трансцендентална природа на Върховния Бог на всичко съществуващо.
So all these atheistic class of men, they say there is no God.
И тези атеисти, те казват, че няма Бог.
They say that everything came out of nothing.
Те твърдят, че всичко е произлезло от нищото.
But where is the scientific evidence?
Но има ли научно доказателство за това?
You claim to be a scientist, sir.
Ти твърдиш, че си учен, господине.
Where in your laboratory have you produced something out of nothing?
Покажи ми в твоята лаборатория да си произвел нещо от нищо.
Has any scientist in the history of science ever produced something from nothing?
Има ли един учен в цялата история на науката, който да е произвел нещо от нищо?
It's never been done.
Никога не е било направено това.
But this rascal Dr. Hawking, he makes this statement that the universe comes out of absolutely nothing. They applaud him. Oh, what a big brain he has.
Този негодник Dr. Hawking твърди, че Вселената произлезла от нищо и те го аплодират за...
Therefore, Prabhupada says,
затова Прабхупад казва,
fool's paradise.
Рай на глупаци.
Krishna, please save us from these fools.
Krishna, моля те, спаси ни от тези глупаци.
So we have to take this very seriously.
Затова трябва много сериозно да приемем това.
Because this process will save us from going down into the animal kingdom.
Защото този процес ще ни спаси от деградация в животинското царство.
If we remain servants of our senses,
ако останем слуги на сетивата си,
it is sure and certain that in our next lifetimes we will be cats, dogs, hogs, pigs and monkeys.
Сигурно е, че следващия си живот ще бъдем във формата на куче, котка, прасе, маймуна.
So if you don't want to be an animal in your next life,
ако не искате сте животни в следващия си живот,
please take to this Krishna Bhakti process.
Моля ви, приемете този процес на Кришна Бхакти.
Please learn how to engage your senses Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. Please learn how to engage your senses in the service of the Lord of the Senses, Rishikesha.
Моля ви, научете се как да ангажирате сетивата си в служене на Бога на сетивата, Ришикеша.
This will save you.
Това е което ще ви спаси.
Nothing else.
Нищо друго.
So if there are any questions, I can try to answer them.
Има ли някакви въпроси, които мога да се
yes.
Да какво всъщност значи приемане на пълен подход? Да, какво не си значи?
What does it mean actually to take full shelter at the feet of a bona fide spiritual master?
What does it mean to take full shelter at the feet of a bona fide spiritual master? Prabhupada has taught us that. That means you take the order of your spiritual master as your very life and soul.
Prabhupada ни казал, че това означава да приемеш наставлението на духовния учител като свой живот и душа.
It means your every thought, your every word, and your every deed in all times, places, and circumstances is done for the pleasure of your spiritual master. That's what it means.
Това означава, че всяка твоя дума, мисъл и дело на всяко, по всяко време, на всяко място и при всичко.
That I am your eternal servant, birth after birth.
Е за удоволствие на духовния учител. Аз съм твой вечен слуга, раждане след раждане.
Just like when I accepted Prabhupada as my spiritual master,
както когато аз приех Шрила Прабхупада за мой духовен учител,
I totally gave myself to him.
Аз напълно му се отдадох.
Whatever he wants to do with me, that's his business.
Каквото иска да прави с мен, това е негова работа.
He can do whatever he wants to with me.
Той може да прави всичко, което поиска с мен.
I'm simply trying to please him and love him by my surrendered service, that's all.
Аз просто опитвам да го удовлетворя и да го обичам с...
For all of eternity, I remain under his order.
За цяла вечност аз оставам под неговите наставления.
His order is my life and soul.
Неговите наставления са мой живот и душа.
That is the meaning of taking shelter of Guru.
Това означава да приемеш под своя Guru.
Questions more?
други въпроси.
От една страна, наставлението на Бог, че Тане се додава и почитание на всеки и да обичаме всеки, обаче от друга страна, също наставлението на писанията са да служиме на предано отдадените и чрез тях на Кришна, на духовния учител, да се сприятеляваме с тези, които са на наше ниво, от друга страна да избягваме тези, които са злонамерени по природа. А от друга страна, пък, когато живеем в малко градче, може да се случи така, че да има много, които са агресивно настроени към нас. Нали, как да съчетаем тези
On one hand, Lord Chaitanya advises us to be humble and to respect everybody, but it is also said in the scriptures that we should serve and become friends with devotees and to avoid those who are envious and offenders. So if we live in a circumstance where some of the people are aggressive to us, how we should deal with this situation?
Actually, how should we deal with the varieties of people? There are friendly people, there are envious people. How should we deal with them? Lord Chaitanya has told us to be humble, to be respectful to all, but yet we've been told in other places to be friendly to some and ignore others. So how do you do all this? Even those that we avoid, we respect them from a distance.
Дори тези, които отбягваме, ние ги уважаваме от разстояние.
We see that they are also part and parcel of Krishna.
Ние гледаме на тях като частици от Бога, те също са частици.
We feel compassion for them, they are suffering in the modes of material nature.
Ние изпитваме състрадание към това, че те страдат под гуните на материалната природа.
If we're not able to help them, then to become Krishna conscious, then it's better to put our energy somewhere else.
И ако не можем да им помогнем да станат Кришна осъзнати, по-добре да вложим енергията си някъде другаде.
Better to spend your time cultivating those persons who are actually interested in Krishna consciousness.
По-добре да си прекараме времето да култивираме тези личности, които се интересуват от Кришна.
Of course, how do you find those people?
Разбира се, как може да откриете тези?
By approaching everyone.
Като се обръщате към всеки.
With the Harinam party.
С Харинам.
With the books.
С книгите.
With flyers.
You
can approach everyone in that way.
Може по такъв начин да се обръщате.
And then out of that, some people will become attracted.
И от всички тези хора някои ще бъдат привлечени.
And those people, you get very full, complete. You become very kind to those people. Give them complete training in the science of bhakti.
И към тези хора, които се заинтересуват, трябва да сте особено милостиви и да им дадете пълно обучение в науката на бхакти.
Because they've shown interest.
Защото те са проявили интерес.
Those who don't show interest, we can give them some introduction, but we don't try to force them into understanding when they're not interested to hear. They won't take it.
Тези, които не се интересуват, можем да ги въведем, но след това не трябва на сила да ги караме да разбират нещо, което не се интересуват.
Focus on those who are eager to learn.
Съсредоточете се върху тези, които имат силно желание да учат.
But at the same time, approach everyone with the books, with flyers, and with the Harinam party, and prasadam.
Но в същото време се обръщате към всички с книгите си.
Because that will bring more and more people who are interested to learn.
С листовки и Харинам, прасадам, защото това ще доведе повече интересуващи се хора.
Does that answer your question?
Това отговаря ли на
въпроса? А тези, които се държат агресивно към нас и искат да ни починат на тяхната воля, към тях как се отнесе?
What about those people who are aggressive and they want to to make us subordinate to their will, how to deal with these people?
Oh, somebody is aggressive and they want to make you subordinate to their will, you have to avoid them.
Трябва да избягваш такива хора.
Demoniac people should be avoided.
Тези, които имат демоничен менталитет, трябва да бъдат избягвани.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Narada Muni.
What is the benefit for those who meet Srila Prabhupada even if they are negatively disposed?
What is the benefit of those who met Prabhupada even though they didn't take it in a positive way? Well, they get that. I know people who met Prabhupada but never really took it. I have one friend who met Prabhupada and got a letter from Prabhupada. He never surrendered, but he always he loves to chant Hare Krishna. He's not able to take up the process. He's just too attached to his independence, but he has wonderful sentiments towards Prabhupada, so that will help him in his next birth. He will get an opportunity to become a devotee.
Знам един такъв случай за човек, който срещнал Прабхупад, дори е имал писмо от него, но не можа да приеме процеса, но сега...
So any contact with a bona fide spiritual master greatly blesses, even if one is not ready to surrender.
Всеки контакт с авторитетен духовен учител е голяма благословия, защото...
He will remember, oh, what a great saintly person that is.
Дори да не може да се убеде, той ще помни каква велика свята е.
That remembrance will qualify him to become a devotee in his next lifetime.
И това помнене ще му помогне да стане предан отдаден в следващия си живот.
It's like many, even initiated devotees in ISKCON, that I know from 30 years ago, they left long years, decades ago, they gave it up. They're now in a material life, but they'll never forget Prabhupada.
Дори знам посветени преданни в ИСКОН, които преди много години са напуснали, но те не могат да забравят Прабхупада.
And they will get very, because they did so much nice service for Prabhupada's mission, their next life they will definitely get an opportunity to continue their spiritual progress.
И понеже са извършили толкова много служене в мисията на Прабхупада, следващия си живот със сигурност ще продължат да се развиват.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Stephanie Martin.
You said that we should approach all people, and she's asking how to preach to the atheists.
Prabhupada wrote one letter. He sent me a copy of the letter.
Prabhupada napisa jedno pismo I prati kopiju od njega.
He said, if you will present these books in the best descriptive language, then you will be able to convince anyone, even an atheist, to purchase them. So you have to learn how to present these books in the best possible way. Become an expert sales girl.
Трябва да се научиш как да представиш книгите по най-добрия начин, да станеш експертна продавачка.
I know I have some disciples who do full-time book distribution. I'm very, very pleased with them.
Аз имам ученици, които разпространяват книги.
And another disciple who sometimes, he's a married man now, but sometimes he goes out and does book distribution.
Имам един семейен
And he loves it. He loves book distribution. He's very creative. He doesn't have any set line. He just judges that person. And he tries to get help from the super soul, from this individual person. What to say to this individual person that will attract him.
Той няма някакви установен подход, просто към всеки се отнася индивидуално, надявайки се свърх душата да го вдъхнови как да спечели този човек. Да
He goes out on the street and approaches people walking up and down the street.
Той излиза на улицата и се обръща към хората, ходейки по улицата.
He approached one boy named Sean.
И се приближил към едно момче.
And Sean took a book.
И Sean си взел книга.
And now, that Bhaja Sean, he's my initiated disciple, Shamananda Das. So if you can distribute books, that is a great service for the spiritual master. It's a very, very great service. Therefore Prabhupada says, distribute book. Greater Madanga. Madanga Dham can be heard in this room. Maybe next door they can hear a little bit Madanga. These books, they bear big Madanga. They be heard all over the world. So if you can take this book distribution as your life and soul, you will give the greatest pleasure to the spiritual master. Any other questions? Everyone's now satisfied. Ready for the feast. All right. So we thank you very much for your participation in the Krishna consciousness movement. Kindly dive deeper and deeper into this nectarian ocean of Namam Bhakti Namamrita Sindhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.